New York Times columnist Carl Zimmer joins me now. He spoke with some of the researchers who've been looking into this issue. Carl, good to have you with us. So can you explain how fake research manages to get published in these journals? I mean, I think we all assume there are checks in place to try and prevent this.
We assume that, and it turns out that's not always the case. You will have scientists working individually or even entire companies that make a business out of this that will produce papers that are really not based on fact. They will show fabricated images. They will make claims about experiments that didn't take place. And then these papers are submitted to journals where they're supposed to go through peer review. Sometimes they slip through. Nobody notices until they're accepted because they look legitimate. In other cases, editors are actually being bribed.